our hearts. You are not to guide, listen, you are not to guide your car. You are not to guide your business. You are not to guide your marriage. You are not to guard anything else on this earth. The only thing you must guard with all diligence is your heart. Because if the devil can get your heart, you are finished. And if God too can get your heart, you are settled. These are the two places, these two spirits, the spirit of God and Satan, the devil, they are interested in. God and Satan, they are interested in your heart. Every sin you commit starts first with a thought. So the thought will come. Now the battle starts. When the thought comes, that is when the battle starts. It is now time for you to either accept it or reject it. If you accept it, it will stay and achieve its purpose. If you reject it, hallelujah. And that is what the Holy Ghost is given for. And these thoughts that you see come, they don't only come spiritually like that, by inspiration like that. We call inspiration because Satan too inspires. It also comes using your five senses. Your eye, when you see, then it will send a message to your heart. Amen. So, watch what you see. Another one is your ear. When you hear, then it will, the work will start. We send message to your heart. Because it's not just hearing that he's interested. He wants you to act. But before acting, he will first and foremost speak for you to hear. Then your heart will receive. Because that is the same way God works. The church shall live by faith. By faith coming by hearing. You are dictated by the abundance of what you have kept in the heart. Including smell. You will smell the thing. Hallelujah. And then touch. Including touch. There are the five senses that also are gateways for the heart to be dealt with. It is not sin that you turn your eye and you see a naked woman, brother. It is not sin. But seeing a naked woman is a message sent through your eyes, and it is targeting your heart. When you see it, what you have to do is to rebuke it. I rebuke you, Satan. I'm a Christian. I will not lust with my eye. I sanctify this eye with the blood of Jesus. Satan, get out. You won't get me. And you know what? It is also an exercise. The more you do that, the less that attack comes. The more you have power also over it. But you sit down there, naked woman stand the pass. Then you come and say, you come and look. Then you come and say, see this useless girl. See how she opened her breast. See. Hey, this woman. You dey follow her with your eye. This woman. He don't get you. He has got to you. You are romancing with the devil. What's your business? Looking and looking. Look what? They call it besetting sin. Whatever it is you want to do, that, you know, you want to move forward, it will draw you back. Those secret sins, when you finish committing, you'll be regretting it. Let me tell you, they don't just come like that. They always start with a thought. And so your prayer is, Lord, send your fire and cleanse my heart. And give me the power to resist the devil. The solution to stop committing sin is store the word of God in you. It will bounce back every carnality. It will bounce back every error. Every arrow of evil thought. If thou be a son of God, command that these stones should be turned to bread. Are you not hungry? What did Jesus use? It is, man shall not live by bread alone. That is what you will use to resist him. A man is, young man is enticing you, seducing you to sleep with you. A woman is seducing you to sleep with you. If you have the scripture that says that I am the temple, now you know that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. If any man defile my temple, he will God destroy. Hey! You will zip up. You will zip up. Because the word of God is quick and powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword. It will pierce your heart immediately. You will repent and then you will draw back. What you need in you is the word.